The death toll from Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines has now climbed beyond 4,000 people. This disaster hit close to home for many in the Northwest. The Seattle area has the 10th largest Filipino community in the country. KUOW's Liz Jones visited the Filipino Community Center of Seattle, where a benefit dinner is planned for tonight to help with relief efforts.
Let me just show you. There's this the clothes drive that we're doing.
Sheila Burrows is executive director of the nonprofit Filipino Community of Seattle. We slide through a hallway stacked with donated clothes and medical supplies.
Wow, you've got a whole room full of stuff here.
Yep, yep.
What are these, tarps?
Tarps, yeah, tarps, you know, to help with housing.
Toothpaste,
toothbrush, noodles, rice is right here.
For tonight's dinner here, Buru says Governor Inslee, Senator Cantwell, and other officials are slated to attend.
This is the room where we can fit about 350 here.
The event was originally planned as a benefit for an earthquake that hit the Philippines last month. Then, this typhoon, one of the deadliest on record, struck on November 8th.
Everybody's heartbroken, and we just want to make sure that we're not going to get forgotten.
Jennifer Biabos lives just north of Seattle, but grew up in the Philippines. Her dad's family is from Leyte Island, right in the eye of the storm.
Four of my aunts and their families live there. Well, they all survive.
One of Biabos' nephews is still missing. Communication with her aunts is spotty. Biabos breaks down with worry for them.
These are just my link to my dad's family. I just want them to be, I feel safe again.
Bayabu says she's grateful for the outpouring of support to her community. She struggled to find her own way to help. She'd like to go in person, but thinks money is needed more. Bayabu's six-year-old son has never met his relatives on Leyte Island, but he's offered to give up a few Christmas gifts and the little bit of money saved in his wallet to help out. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
Well, there you go.